Hello friends, welcome to the 15th episode of Blue Jays Mike. My name is David, and today the Blue Jays are wrapping up their 3-game series against the Red Sox at the Rogers Center. It's been a great matchup so far with Chris Sale and Marco Estrada. Chris Sale was lights out. He struck out 11 in 7 innings, gave up 3 hits. Marco Estrada, on the other hand, was just as dominant. He went 6 scoreless innings with 7 strikeouts. Joe Biagini later came in, and so did Joe Smith. And eventually, in the top of the 9th, Roberto Osuna came in as well. But Osuna gave up a double to Mitch Moreland. That double could have been an out, but instead, Bautista dives, misses on that hit, and as a result, the ball just rolled past Bautista, and Mitch Moreland was able to get to second base. So Moreland was on second. And Xander Bogaerts later that inning hit an RBI single to right field. And Mitch Moreland scores on that base hit. So the Red Sox got one run in the top of the 9th. Xander Bogaerts tries to stretch that to a double, but upon further review, he was out. So, and it looked like Xander Bogaerts injured his thumb because he slid head first into second. But it turns out that he was okay. He's still, in the ball game, and the Red Sox right now have a 1-0 lead heading into the bottom of the 9th. So that's the game so far. Today it's a very it's a pitcher's matchup, but unfortunately the Red Sox have the lead right now in the bottom of the 9th. Oh, and one other notable highlight, Jose Bautista had the golden sombrero. He struck out 4 times against Sale. And so his batting average right now is hovering dangerously in the low 100s, and that's not a good sign for Bautista. He's been struggling mightily at the plate lately. So Jose Bautista is definitely feeling the pressure to get a base hit, and you could see it in his swings today, where he wasn't as patient as yesterday, and he just wanted to get a base hit. I understand. But that said, let's head into the bottom of the 9th, and let's see what's on tap for your Toronto Blue Jays. Yep, Xander Bogaerts is still in the game, and right now the Red Sox are leading the Blue Jays 1-0, and Craig Kimbrough, the Red Sox closer, is on the mound. In 7 games, he has a 1.29 ERA, 6 out of 6 saves, so he's been pretty lights out for the Red Sox. And the batter now is the switch hitter, Kendrys Morales, who's batting from the left side. And the pitch by Kimbrough is a slider that's in there for a strike, low and inside. Oh, actually, excuse me, that wasn't a strike. That was a ball. It looked like a strike. Anyways, 1-0 the count. Kimbrough with the pitch is no way. Oh my gosh. No way. That pitch right down the middle was driven into center field and deep. And there she goes. You can kiss that one goodbye. Wow. Kendrys Morales with his third home run this season ties it here in the bottom of the ninth. So the game is now tied at one. All right, let's go Blue Jays. Come on, let's win it. Let's win it for let's win it for Gibby. Let's get the fourth win for this season. Wow. That was unexpected. All right, good job, Kendrys Morales. The pitch by Kimbrough is a ball, 1-0. And the pitch again to Justin Smoke, who's batting left-handed, is skied into left field. Andrew Benintendi is there to make the catch. He throws it back to the infield. And just like that, it's the first out here in the bottom of the ninth. Kendrys looks very happy that he tied the game. He's sitting next to Jose Bautista in the dugout. Maybe Jose Bautista could get a few hitting tips from Morales. Maybe that's what's going on. And the pitch by Kimbrough is at the knees for a strike. 0-1 to count. Ezekiel Carrera is hitting 276 in 11 games. Let's see what Kimbrough does here. And that was a slider that was right at the middle, but it swung on and missed. 0-2 to count. Ezekiel Carrera is batting from the left side. And the pitch by Kimbrough is elevated at the knees, and Ezekiel Carrera strikes out. Jason Grilley is warming up in the bullpen. So it looks like Ozuna's night is over, and it's understandable because he pitched last night's game and he pitched today's game, and he threw over 15 pitches today. And so I can understand Gibby wanting to rest him, especially when he gave up that run in the top of the ninth. And the pitch by Kimbrough is a ball that is outside, 1-0 to count, to Darwin Barney, who's batting from the right side. And the pitch by Kimbrough is in there for a strike, 1-1 to count. Barney today is 0-3. He wiggles his bat, he pauses, and he takes a pitch that is up and outside, 2-1 to count. Barney. gets ready. Barney swings at that pitch and fouls it back to the right side. So Barney stays alive. 2-2 to count. Kimbrough with his windup, and the pitch to Barney is fouled back to the right side. That was a slider down the middle, and it was fouled back to the right side. So Barney stays alive. Barney steps out of the batter's box for a few seconds, goes back in, looks at Kimbrough, who throws, and the pitch is fouled back to the right side and into the seats. So the count remains 2-2. 2-2 the count. If this game goes extra innings, I'm going to continue doing play-by-play until the Blue Jays win or lose. I'm going to continue doing this. I love it. But that pitch was swung on and missed, and Kimbrough strikes out Darwin Barney. So, just like that, the ninth inning is over. But Kendrys Morales goes deep on Kimbrough and ties the game here at the Rogers Center. So it's 1-1 heading into the top of the 10th. Let's see what the Blue Jays do in the top of the 10th against the Red Sox. Hopefully Grilly comes in and strikes out the Red Sox. We will see. Man. Today's game has been unbelievably intense. We had a pitcher's matchup. The game was scoreless, and I really liked watching Marco Estrada today on the mound. Even though he threw a lot of pitches and only lasted six innings, he did not show any signs of fatigue. He did not feel overmatched by Chris Sale, who threw who didn't throw a lot of pitches in seven innings. I think he threw less than 100. I could be wrong, but he was very effective with his pitches. He struck out a lot of Blue Jays batters today. So it was a dominant performance by Sale, but it was also a dominant performance by Estrada. And we're now heading into the top of the 10th. The game is tied one apiece, and Grilly is on the mound for the Blue Jays. Ezekiel Carrera is at left field. So there's a defensive substitution. And the batter now is Pablo Sandoval at the plate. And by the way, when Ezekiel Carrera, when Ezekiel Carrera came in the top of the 10th, at left field, he replaced Steve Pierce. Just an FYI. The pitch by Grilly is swung on and miss. 0-1 to count. Grilly with the windup, and the pitch is up high. 1-1 to count to Pablo Sandoval, who's been hitting a lot in this series against the Blue Jays. think he had like 6 out of 10 hits. The point is he's been getting a lot of hits. So he's a dangerous at bat right now. But that pitch was swung on and missed by Sandoval. That was a pitch that was high and outside, but he swings and misses. 1-2 to count. Sandoval looking very patient at the plate. And he takes another pitch that is upstairs, right at his shoulders. Wow. 2-2 to count. That was a pitch that Sandoval would have hurt himself if he swung at it, but he did not. And that pitch is upstairs, high and outside, and it was fouled back. So it's now 2-2 to count. 2-2 to count to Pablo Sandoval. The windup and the pitch is popped up. Shallow center field. Kevin Pillar is there. Makes the catch and throws it back to the infield. He was running towards that ball that was close to the warning track, and Pillar was able to make the catch, and that's the first out here in the top of the 10th. So Sandoval is retired. Down goes Sandoval, and that's a good thing for the Blue Jays. That was a tough out. And now the batter now is Sandy Leon, the catcher, batting from the left side, who takes a slider that is low and inside. 1-0 to count. Sandy Leon wiggles his bat and doesn't swing at that pitch that was down the middle for a strike. 1-1 to count. Sandy Leon looks at Grilly, readies, and he doesn't swing at that pitch. Again, that pitch was inside. 2-1 to count. Matt Barnes is getting ready in the Red Sox bullpen. He, two days ago, came in and saved the game for the Red Sox. So he's getting ready for the bottom of the 10th. But let's see what Grilly does here, and that pitch is outside. 3-1 to count to Sandy Leon. So Grilly has been a little erratic on the mound today. He's struggling to get strikes, and the pitch is fouled back to the left side, out of play. 3-2 to count. Grilly is looking to get Sandy Leon out. He recomposes himself. He winds and he throws, and that pitch was a slider that was grounded foul to the right side. Smoke picks it up and throws it into the stands. So Sandy Leon is still alive here in the top of the 10th. Three and two to count. The seventh pitch to Leon is outside. So that's a walk by Grilly, and the Red Sox now have one man on board with one out here in the top of the 10th. Grilly looks a little frustrated on the mound. Gibby calls the bullpen from the dugout. But Grilly is still on the mound right now, and he's facing Brock Holt, who lines that pitch into right field for a base hit. So the Red Sox now have two men on board with one out. And the Blue Jays are now in trouble. The Blue Jays are they need to get out of this jam, otherwise they're going to lose today's game. And the batter now is Dustin Pedroia, who is batting from the right side, right-handed batter. Grilly with the long pause on the mound. The set, the pitch is a slider that was low and outside. It could have been called a strike, but for some reason it was called a ball, so he didn't get that call. And so it's 1-0 to count to Dustin Pedroia, who pops that pitch up left side. Chris Coughlin is there, makes the catch in foul territory, throws it back to the infield, and that is the second out here in the top of the 10th. And the batter now is Andrew Benintendi, the Red Sox top prospect. Benintendi is 1-for-3 today, facing Jason Grilly, who throws a pitch that is outside. 1-0 to count. Grilly looks at the floor, looks at Salty, nods, sets, throws, and that pitch was swung on and missed. So it's now 1-1 to count. 1-1 to count. Grilly sets, Grilly throws, and that was a slider that was low and outside. Benintendi checked his swing, but instead that pitch was a ball. Benintendi did not swing, says the third base umpire. Benintendi looks really young, by the way. I think Dan Schulman said this the other night. If you take away his beard, he looks like a 15-year-old. he looks really, really young. And that kind of shows you how good of a prospect he is. He's young. He's in the big leagues, and he's now in the top of the 10th with two men on, facing Jason Grilly and trying to give the Red Sox a win. And that pitch by Grilly is upstairs and outside, 3-1 to count. Grilly has been all over the place today. He's having control issues. He can't seem to locate his pitches. And the slider is inside, and the bases are now loaded here in the top of the 10th with two outs. Salty goes to the mound, talks to Grilly. Grilly puts his glove on his face, chats with Salty. They agree on a pitch. They agree on a game plan against Mookie Betts, who is 0-3 today. But Mookie Betts has been hitting .360 with two grand slams in bases loaded situations. So he is a very dangerous out. He is a very dangerous batter at the plate, and the Blue Jays need to get him out. They need to get him out. He is dangerous, and the pitch is inside to Mookie Betts. 1-0 to count. Salty gives his signs to Grilly. Gives a pitch to Grilly, who throws. And again, the slider is downstairs. 2-0 to count. Grilly has been throwing sliders all day today, and it's not working for him, so he can't rely on his slider tonight, because if he does, he's not going to get strikes. Grilly needs to throw another pitch. Maybe a fastball. And that fastball was hit into left field. And oh my goodness, the Red Sox score three runs. Oh my gosh. So Mookie Betts with an RBI double drives in three runs for the Red Sox. They now lead it 4-1. Oh my gosh, that was a beautiful swing by Mookie Betts though. And he lines it into left field. And Grilly is shaking his head as he walks off the mound. He's he's disappointed with that outing. He gave up 3 runs, and so am I. I'm disappointed with that outing. The Blue Jays are now trailing the Red Sox here in the top of the 10th. The Red Sox lead it 4-1. Man, what a turn of events here for the Blue Jays, who tied the game in the bottom of the 9th, thanks to Kendrys Morales. But now they are trailing again against the Red Sox. I don't have anything to say right now. I'm just feeling frustrated. I'm just feeling shocked. I'm feeling upset. Because Grilly kept throwing sliders that were just all over the place tonight. And when he didn't throw that slider, and he threw a fastball that was inside to Mookie Betts, well, he turns that into 3 runs for the Red Sox. So it's a tough night for Grilly, and it's a tough night, or excuse me, a tough afternoon for the Blue Jays. And a new pitcher on the mound for the Blue Jays is Danny Barnes, who's facing Hanley Ramirez. And the pitch is upstairs inside to Hanley Ramirez, who is the DH today, batting from the right side. Mookie Betts is at second. Hanley takes a pitch that is upstairs and inside again. So it's the same pitch with the same location, and it's now 2-0 the count to Hanley Ramirez. He steps off the batter's box, walks back in. Wiggles his bat, and he swings at that pitch that is lined into center field, but Pilar is there to make the catch. And so the Red Sox are now retired here in the top of the 10th. Bottom of the 10th we go. The Red Sox are leading the Jays 4-1. So Danny Barnes was able to get Hanley Ramirez out. So a good job by Danny Barnes. But a very frustrating inning for the Red Sox, for the Blue Jays, who gave up 3 runs to the Red Sox. As a fan right now, I don't really know what to say. I don't feel like saying much. I just feel like the Blue Jays are going to lose this game. I'm very worried that the Blue Jays are going to lose this game. I'm feeling nervous. I'm feeling anxious. I'm feeling scared. I don't want the Blue Jays to lose today's game, but unfortunately, I have a feeling that they will, because they're feeling discouraged right now facing the Red Sox, the Blue Jays, that is. They just gave up 3 runs, and So the Red Sox lead right now is 's sucking the life out of these Blue Jays batters. But there's still three more outs left. Bottom of the 10th, Kimbrel is still on the mound facing the Blue Jays, and the batter now is Jarrett Saltalamacchia, batting from the left-handed side. And the pitch is swung on and missed. That was an aggressive hack, but unfortunately Saltalamacchia doesn't make contact, so it's now 0-1 to count. Kimbrough, with the windup and the pitch, is upstairs at the shoulders. 1-1 to count. You look at the Blue Jays batters right now in the dugout, they look pretty dejected right now. It's understandable. And the pitch by Kimbrel is in there for a strike. 1-2 to count. Kimbrel has a very slow windup, but he throws that pitch and it swung on and missed. So Salty is retired here in the bottom of the 10th. And the Blue Jays now have two more outs left. They are trailing the Red Sox by 3. It's 4-1 Red Sox. Kimbrough now is facing Devin Travis, who takes a pitch that is down the middle for a strike. Travis today is 1-for-3, has a 106 batting average. The pitch by Kimbrough is a slider that was low and outside, but Travis swung at that one, so it's now 0-2 to count. 0-2 to count to Devin Travis. Facing Craig Kimbrough here in the bottom of the 10th, the 0-2 pitch is upstairs, 1-2 to count. Grilly looks deflated at the dugout. I can't blame him, because when he's looking at Kimbrough right now, he's shutting out the Blue Jays. And that pitch was up high, 2-2 to count to Devin Travis here in the bottom of the 10th. Oh, and that pitch was a slider that was called a strike. So just like that, Devin Travis strikes out. Man, that was a beautiful slider that looked like a ball, but that was framed as a strike, and Kimbrough strikes out Travis. And the pitch to Chris Coughlin is a ball that's inside. 1-0 to count. Coughlin swings at that pitch and it's fouled back to the left side. 1-1 to count. Takes a couple of practice swings outside of the batter's box. Blows his bubble gum, gets back in, gets ready, and the 1-1 pitch is dribbled down the right side and foul. The first base coach picks up that dribbler, throws into the stands, and the count now is 1-2 to Chris Coughlin facing Craig Kimbrel here in the bottom of the 10th. Two outs. The 1-2 pitch is way upstairs. That could have hit the umpire, but it did not. And the count now is 2-2. I thought it's 3-2. I could be wrong. Okay, it's 2-2. And that pitch by Kimbrel is fouled to the right side. Again, so it's still 2-2. To Chris Coughlin. Kimbrel with the windup. Kimbrel with the pitch. And it's a slider that is dribbled foul to the right side. It looked like it hit Chris Coughlin in the legs before dribbling to the right side, foul. So Chris Coughlin right now is giving Kimbrel a hard time at the plate, and let's see if he can turn that into a base hit. But instead he strikes out on that slider, and just like that, the Red Sox win it here at the Rogers Center by a final score of 4-1. Kimbrel gets the win after blowing the save, and the Blue Jays are now 3-12. They are heading to California to play the Angels tomorrow. And just like, you know, it's just frustrating to see the Blue Jays lose today's game. I know the game's over. I know that the Blue Jays gave us hope, you know, in the bottom of the ninth, but if you're going to tie the game, at least try to win the game as well. But instead, the Blue Jays offense struggled against Kimbrel after that home run by Morales. And Jason Grilly today was just all over the place. And, you know, it was just really difficult seeing Jason Grilly on the mound, you know. It's very difficult to see him continuing to throw the same slider that's just not working today. It's not striking out Red Sox hitters. It's just, you know, it's just leading to more and more Red Sox players getting on base. And when he finally throws a pitch that's not a slider, it's a base hit by Mookie Betts, who was able to get three runs for the Red Sox. It was an RBI double, and, you know, it's just, I understand John Gibbons' you know, point of view as well. You know, when you have a pitcher who is struggling on the mound, but he's been a reliable reliever like Grilly was, you want to give him a chance to get out of the bases loaded jam, right? Especially with two outs. You know, you want to have confidence in your reliever. I understand that part, but Grilly today was just not lights out. He he was struggling to throw strikes. And I'm not sure what John Gibbons saw in Grilly, but as a fan, I would have taken him out of the game because he didn't look dominant, and he looked pretty frustrated with his slider today. You know, it's not Grilly's fault either. I mean, his pitch was just not working today. It's just one of those days. But when you're tied one apiece in the bottom, in the top of the 10th, you know, you wanna win this game. You know, you wanna keep it tied so that you could give yourself a chance to win the game. But at the same time, I also understand Gibby's point of view when it comes to sticking with Grilly. You know, he doesn't want to overtax his bullpen, especially when the Jays are heading to the West Coast playing the Angels. You know, he wants to rest up his bullpen. So I understand why Grilly was on the mound. I understand why Gibby decided to trust Grilly with two outs in a bases loaded situation. But Grilly was facing Mookie Betts. I mean, the guy has a 360 batting average and two grand slams before hitting that RBI double. So I don't think Mookie Betts was a batter that Grilly should have pitched against in a bases loaded situation. I think Gibby should have brought in another reliever to get him out. So I just think Gibby could have used a better strategy to get out of that bases loaded situation. But instead, you know, Mookie Betts is why the Red Sox won today. And yeah, I mean, the Blue Jays are now 3-11. You know, I understand the in-game strategy is my point, but I also wish Gibby had a different in-game strategy against Mookie Betts. I mean, you know, Grilly wasn't just pitching against anyone. Grilly was pitching against someone who had a lot of success in bases loaded situations, so. But the game's over now, so it is what it is. And I'm sure there are lessons to be learned from this game, and I'm sure that Gibby will respond differently the next time he's in that situation. So with that said, the Jays are now going to fly to California to play the Angels tomorrow. And, you know, it's the start of their road trip in the West Coast. Before playing the Cardinals in St. Louis. And so the Blue Jays will be back at home next week playing against the Rays. And once again, the final score is 4-1 Red Sox in 10 innings. And with that said, that's it for today's episode of Blue Jays Mike. I will talk to you guys tomorrow. Go Jays.